Naaman was a successful army commander who had respect, fame, and riches. He also had leprosy. Naaman realized that he needed God's help, but he wanted to dictate the terms of his healing. He wanted to stay in control. We read his story in 2 Kings chapter 5. Naaman was offended when God's prophet didn't do things his way. He said, "I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call upon the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper." Finally, after some true friends appealed to him, Naaman humbled himself, obeyed God, bathed 7 times in the Jordan River, and was healed. What's your Jordan River? It may be confessing your sin before a church congregation where you're a leader. It may be admitting your need and asking a friend to pray with you. As a friend, I'm appealing to you. Relinquish control, humble yourself, obey God, and be clean. With Seeking Him, I'm Nancy DeMoss Wagamuth.